Okay, this is Jennifer Yu here with Addison Gear on June 25th, 2025 at the Spark of Hudson in Hudson, New York, as part of the Community Library for Voice and Sound Audio Archive. I just met Addison and for this interview. Addison, can I ask you to introduce yourself however you feel comfortable?
Okay. Hello, my name's Addison. I use he, him, they, them pronouns, and I've been living in Hudson all my life, and I'm excited for today.
Thank you. I'm excited too. Thank you so much. Okay, Addison, if you wouldn't mind starting by telling me about your growing up and what that was like.
For me, growing up in Hudson, it always felt very like quiet here. It was never too much for me. It was also never too little. I would say growing up, I did kind of like have a little trouble because of my sexuality and people. Like, I remember being like, in second grade, being asked like questions like that. And I was like, I don't really know what that means yet. Like, I just want to be a kid. But I would say, like, also growing up, I love it here. I loved it here. I still do. There are some things I would change, but I loved growing up here. I remember always walking on Warren Street, and that was always fun, walking with my family, walking around, like, the little parks and everything. I remember, like, going to, like, even, like, Greenport in that area, and, like, them, like, I remember this, like, one specific place. It was, like, a bouncy house place. It was, like, so fun. But kind of feel like I just want a tangent there. But it's okay. But yeah, I always have had my family to lean on, and I've always loved that because growing up and being a kid who other people saw as like, oh, like he's too feminine, he has to be gay. That was hard, and I didn't really understand it until I got more into junior high and me exploring that, and me not junior high but high school, I would say, is when I really like really explored and really accepted my femininity and really took control of that. And with that came like a lot of freaking hate. I was gonna cuss, sorry. But with that, it was so weird because I thought something I was doing, and I still feel like it's normal, I wanted to express, and even though I got a lot of people in my school who would bully me for it, call me all types of slurs, it also made me feel so empowered to know that like I was doing it for me. I was never doing it for them. And what else can I say? Because I want to say more about it, but I'm kind of like, everything just came rushing up. I was really like the only openly feminine and gay guy in high school. And I remember like the first time I ever wore a dress was the prom. And that was like really big for me, but it was also big for everyone else around because they're just like, oh, what is this? Like, we've never seen anything like this before. Almost like kind of treating me as if I wasn't human, but it's not okay. But to me, it didn't really matter because I've always been the type of person to express myself no matter what.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit more about that moment, or maybe moments where you started to feel like you could explore your sexuality more, and what that was like?
Yeah. I would say people always say being gay is a choice, and I'm like, if it was, I don't think I would choose it. Not because I don't love it now, but because there's so much like backlash, and internalized homophobia that comes with it. So at first when I started exploring that, it wasn't until I was like 14, I remember like having this like big crush on this boy. And I remember my sister, my older sister, was the first person I ever came out to. And I know a lot of people who aren't a part of the LGBTQ think that like coming out isn't like this big thing. But it's more of like, it's a big thing to you because you hear from like society and other religions that like growing up, like it's wrong and it's not seen as normal. And I knew, I kind of grew up in a Christian, and growing up, like learning about Christian beliefs, learning about God. And I guess I was kind of not lucky, but yeah, that gay or sexuality never came, that talk never came into it. Never, no one ever questioned, like, you know, oh, like Addison, like you might be gay. I don't know, like maybe you need to reach out to God more. And I was never really like pushed away from like exploring and expressing myself. So, yeah. But for me, coming out to my sister was a big thing because it felt like for the first time, like finally getting to breathe, like holding a really big, deep breath and like just letting it all out, like for the first time. And she responded very positive to it. I think she responded positive, but I actually think that like it was a lot for her. And I feel like throughout the years, she has learned to accept it more than she once did. So, yeah. Sorry, I got stuck.
I'm following. Would you like to speak more about your sister or your family?
Yes, yeah. I'm a very big family person. And so they've always been really, really dear and special to me because growing up, I grew up with my adopted family. And then I would say around 2019, almost near COVID, is when I moved in with my biological family. And both of my families were really, really supportive of that and like really, they let me take time to adjust to everything. Even when I was acting like it wasn't a big deal, it was such a big change that I kind of like, I'm always the type of person that like really processes things very slowly and doesn't really take it all in. I take it all in fragments and I'm like, whoa, like what just happened? So they were all very supportive because that was the first time I ever dealt with like mental health and feeling depressed. So I remember like it took me months to even like want to be at my biological family's house. So they were really supportive. Well, not the house, but more like my room. My room didn't feel like my room to me, my biological family's house. So I would sleep over with my sisters because I'm not even telling the story in like in order, but because I live with my cousin and my sisters. I have two sisters. One is my twin. One is my youngest sister, Rihanna, and my twin, Dominique. They live with their aunt. So that was also another thing. We were separate. I was never used to us being in two different houses. I was always used to one. So I used to sleep over at their house all the time. But I feel like they were really helpful because being depressed and having all that anxiety from it, like they really like understood like, okay, he needs time. And then like, yeah. So they've always been super big, supportive people. And I always talk to them about anything and everything now, both sides of my family. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Can you tell me more about maybe the places or spaces that you feel in Hudson you do belong? And
yes. I would say the places I do feel like I belong is definitely oh my gosh, the clubhouse, they've always welcomed me with open arms. So does the library. Those are very special places to me. I always go there to the clubhouse, and I always go to the library whenever I can. I love like their little manga section. So I always try to get a new book anytime I can. Another place is definitely Operation Unite. Not only because I worked there, but it's the place where I've found friends. It's a place where I've found definitely like a second family to me. So yeah, I would say that place as well. And also like any pride event that they have, any LGBTQ event, I always go. I love showing up because I love that this community of Hudson is so accepting, especially in this time where it feels like the world is against all LGBTQ and doesn't want them around. It feels like so reassuring to know that like all the pride flags I see, and it's not just like performative, it's like real. They're actually, you know, they'll fight for us, they'll give us the recognition and the acknowledgement and the reassurance that we do belong here. So yeah.
Can you tell me more about who those supporters are and maybe who's been most supportive to you?
Well, number one is my twin sister. We are completely different, but whenever we are both like sad or whenever we need a pep talk, not even my twin sister, but both my sisters, like we've grown up together, so it's always felt like, okay, it's three of us, like not against the world, not nothing like that, but like it's just been the three of us, and we can always go to each other like when we just want to vent. So I would say my sisters. I would definitely say my cousin. My cousin and my cousin's husband, people I live with, have always been super supportive, especially now. I do go to therapy, and that has helped too. Shout out to my therapist, Rhea. She's the best. But they have also helped me with finding myself and being more expressive in probably more ways that they probably even know. Like, they introduced me to anime, and like, oh my gosh, like, what a world. Like, I love it so much. And, yeah.
Do you mind if we take a quick pause? I'm just hearing a lot of noise back there. I'm gonna see if I can ask them to maybe be a little bit more quiet, okay, so yeah. I can hear you better. And yeah, is that okay?
Yeah, that's okay.
All right, taking a quick pause.